Good evening. First of all, Minister Lesh, it's a great pleasure to be back here in Bucharest, and I'm looking forward to meet with the EU defense ministers. I meet regularly with the EU defense ministers, and High Representative Mogherini regularly meets with foreign and defense ministers in NATO, and I think that reflects the very strong cooperation and close cooperation between NATO and the European Union. And we have been able to strengthen the cooperation between EU and NATO over the last years, responding to a more demanding and challenging security environment. It is even more important that EU and NATO work closely together. We work together on issues like cyber, like hybrid threats in the maritime domain. We have coordinated and parallel exercises, and we also work on issues related to women, peace and security. And tonight we will discuss the issues related to women, peace and security, and this is important for EU, it's important for NATO, and it's important for our joint efforts. NATO is responding to a more challenging security environment also by adapting our forces, our structure. Romania is very much part of that. I welcome the strong efforts of Romania to strengthen the alliance, and we're also investing more in defense. Since 2016, NATO allies across Europe and Canada have increased defense spending by $41 billion, and by the end of 2020, by the end of next year, I expect this figure to rise to $100 billion. So this is showing the commitment of all NATO allies in the strength of our alliance and the importance of strengthening our collective defense. And with that, I'm ready to take any questions if there are questions. We continue to call on Russia to preserve the INF treaty because Russia is responsible for putting the treaty in jeopardy. Russia has developed and deployed new intermediate-range missiles for some years now. This is a clear violation of the INF treaty. And at the NATO foreign ministerial meeting in December, the United States made it clear that they will start a withdrawal process from the treaty within a 60-day period if Russia doesn't come back into compliance. All NATO allies agree that it is important that Russia come back into compliance in a transparent, verifiable way. This is urgent because the 60-day period will end this weekend. And if Russia doesn't come back into compliance, then we have to be prepared for a world without the INF treaty and with more Russian missiles violating the treaty. These missiles are hard to detect, they are mobile, they are nuclear capable, they can reach European cities, and therefore this is something which is of great concern, and it undermines a cornerstone of European security, the INF treaty. We welcome EU efforts on defense, and I have stated that again and again that for NATO it's a good thing that Europe and the European Union do more together when it comes to defense, because we believe that can develop new capabilities, increase defense spending, and also address the fragmentation of the European defense industry. At the same time, it is of course important that the EU efforts on defense doesn't compete with NATO, but complement NATO. And this has been stated clearly from European leaders again and again, because there is no way that EU can substitute NATO. After Brexit, 80% of NATO's defense expenditure will come from non-EU NATO allies. And three of the four battle groups we have deployed in the eastern part of the alliance will be led by non-EU NATO allies. And we also have to understand that European unity is important, but European unity cannot substitute for transatlantic unity. Two world wars and the Cold War taught us that North America and Europe has to stand together, and that's the main task of NATO, is to make sure that Europe and North America stand together, addressing a lot of challenges in the security environment.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.